One important function of county government is to provide services to its constituents, and one of those most important services is our county highways and our county roads. With me is Danny Hill, DeKalb County Highway Superintendent. Thanks for being here, Danny. Glad to have you.
Honored to be here.
Good to see you, my friend. It's been a while since my role's changed. I haven't got to see you as much, but spent a lot of time down there in your office and with your staff, and just a really good place to be. And enjoyed my time with you over the years since you've been elected, and we'll talk about that. But before we get started in that, did you grow up in DeKalb County? Are you from DeKalb County?
I was born in DeKalb County. Lived in DeKalb County until I got married. And when I got married, I bought a farm in Edge of Smith County. I still have both places. Stayed over for several years, and then I moved back to DeKalb. And in the excavation business for about 22 years, doing custom work around different things. Something hit me, wanted to be a servant, you know, enjoyed that kind of work. So found an opportunity to do a little different things with it. So,
tell me a little bit about your family, married and kids, all that stuff.
Yes, been married, many years.
Yeah.
Got, two boys, got, two daughter-in-laws, got five grandkids, blessed with family.
Now, did your boys follow in your footsteps in the excavating world, or are they doing
I've
something
got one that is. Yeah. I've got one that's doing the same thing today.
Yep.
And another one got hurt in an accident, and he's not really able to hold a job anymore. He had a leg hurt real bad working for Vulcan, and so it kind of hindered his career, what he had planned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's real active in a church up here at Cookeville now, and does a lot of work for them. And
good stuff, good. So when you said you live in Smith County for a little while on a farm, come back home, excavating business, obviously in the community, doing work for people that you know, and you said you decided to get into service. At what point in time, what was it? Did you wake up one day? Was you out on a dozer? What was you doing, Danny, when either the good Lord or whatever it was that hit you in the head and in the heart and said, I'd like to serve in county government? What happened?
I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, I enjoy this kind of work. I've done it, you know, most of my life. It's something that, you know, you like to make a difference. And there was an opportunity that, you know, felt like I could make a difference in some places. And we've done a lot of changes since I've been in office. I've been in office a little over 7 years, and we've had to make a lot of changes, some painful changes, but some good changes. I really enjoy it. Some of the changes was just simple things. When I took the office, the way it was set up, the mayor had signed every check that I signed, and got looking into that. And you know, the mayor's busy too, so you need to pay bills, you need to get payroll to do. We do our own payroll. We're not centralized, so and I hope we don't go centralized. Everybody's got an opinion
sure.
on that, but. It was kind of a headache, you know what I mean? I always had to round the mayor up. He had to come over there. We had to go over. So got looking into it, and was under the 1945 Private Act. And that's where it said that at that time it said the judge had to sign the checks. So talked to people about it, and since highway departments are independent, basically, you know what I mean? We're a part of the county, but our money's independent. It comes off gas and diesel tax. So looking into it, they really don't have no say over the road supervisor like the mayor, nobody. I mean, we're kind of independent in that sense. The voter has a say over us.
Mm-hmm.
And talked to the mayor about it, talked to a lot of people, you know, talked to audit. And everybody said, no, why that? Because when a mayor signs a check, it makes him liable.
Right.
You know, I mean, so. So through some legislation, took about a year and a half, we got that changed, got that amended, and so still two signatures on it, whoever sits in that seat, and the bookkeeper there will do the check signing. We made several changes, but trying to make it better on the next guy sitting in that seat.
Yeah.
That's a goal.
Yeah, it is a goal. But a couple points you said there, it was a private act from 1945. One point I want to make, it said judge, and back then the county judge was the chief executive officer of the county. Now it's the county mayor, right? So
yes,
some terminology
yes.
changed. And private acts are, extension, but it's a process that government, that the legislature can do to help a county maybe make things easier on them in a certain sense, or do something different than maybe what's specified in the code. Maybe something's not specified in the code where it's still legal to do. And this was a minor change, really, but it was big for you, right? It was efficiency. It was about getting things done. And so to change that private act, you had to, and you and I talked about this, you wrote down what you wanted. The commission had to approve it by 2/3 vote. Send it to the legislature. Legislature approved it. So the Tennessee legislature approved it on the House floor, Senate floor. Send it back to the county commission, approve it by 2/3 vote. There's a process.
Yes.
And so it took about a year and a half.
Yes.
But you got that done. And that was one change you made. And, of course, you had some staff turnover like every elected official does, and you're adjusting through that. And I mean, I was in your office quite a bit that first couple of years.
Wasn't sure was. Sure was.
But it was good. And, we, you know, just the budget process is a, you know, it's a beast in its own. But like you said, the highway department operates under the county uniform highway law, which means you can do your purchasing and you have control of your money. It's the general fund. The schools can't come in and get your savings and take for their use. And you're right. It's an entity that operate on its own. If you're under centralized financial management, then you have a finance director, but you're still – there's things you can do as a highway department that you don't have to go through any other means. So that's one thing about county government. And you have made a good difference, Danny. I mean, I've seen the work you've done. It's you throughout the county. How many employees do you have?
We currently have 19. 17 of them workers, 2 of us in the office. Me and a bookkeeper in the office. And we had 22 and 2 recently left. And 21 and a couple recently left. You don't have a constant turnover, but you're going to have a turnover. You know, I mean, it's sad. Now it's just fact. It ain't just our highway department. A lot of them, we can't pay what, your independent contractors stuff out here pay. So it makes it hard to keep up. I'm going to drive across town and make more money. You know, and you don't blame nobody. You always want somebody to bear theirself, you know?
Yeah.
We struggle that some, but, and getting money's hard, and it's not just in DeKalb County for the highway department. It's in every little county. It's I don't know, seem like the highway departments get put on the back burner, you know. I mean, it's I made a statement. Here's the deal. I told a young man one time, he worked in ambulance service, and we was talking, and he was a commissioner, and money goes different places, but not the highway department. And the words I said to him, I said, you drive ambulance every day. He said, yeah. I said, does the ambulance service use almost every road in the county every day? He said, well, yeah. I said, think before you change offices. He was moving up to a different office. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't guess. I said, okay, let's throw the sheriff's department in. Let's throw the buses in. Mm-hmm. Let's throw fire and rescue. Mm-hmm. I said, all of them combined, they use almost every road in the county every day? And the answer was no. I said, okay, one more question. What about the citizens of DeKalb County? You know, the citizens use almost every road in the county every day.
Yeah.
And like I said, but it's still hard to get money. And, it, you know, I don't want people's taxes raised. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. But it's a struggle when it comes to the dollars.
Well, I've been vocal on this show about services and how important they are in county government. And I've never put one over the other because it's hard. It's all about opinion. You know, perception.
Sure.
I may value my county roads more than I value an ambulance service because I'm 45. Right. You know, but when I get 70, I may value the ambulance service more than I value the county road. You know, so it's all about. But here's the thing: without infrastructure, you can't move or have progress. And part of infrastructure are county roads and state roads, and so it's important that they're maintained.
It is.
And they're kept up. And that's your role right now, is everything that's outside of any incorporation, any city, you're responsible for.
Yes.
And so you've mentioned 19 employees, and I was, you know, you said you recently had 2 left. I have learned, Danny, and I want your thoughts on this, that the younger generation, I'm not going to classify them as a generation, whatever they do, I'm just going to say the younger generation, seem to value their salary, their top dollar salary, more than they value benefits or anything else. Have you seen that?
Yes, that's what I deal with. What I deal with.
So you can offer good health insurance,
yes,
but for a 19, 20, 21-year-old person coming out of high school or college, they're thinking about making money.
We offer health insurance at no cost, dental at no cost, and vision at no cost to the employee. the salaries are not that much. You know right. what I mean? It's a living, but it's not, you know. They don't, like you say, the younger generation just not interested in the benefits. They want on the check then.
And that's why you see, and again, I'm not being critical of the younger generation. I think this is reality. You see them change jobs often because they're going from paycheck to paycheck, salary to salary,
yes.
and not worried about what comes after that or what. And so you see them change jobs. And it's nothing for somebody in their 20s to change jobs five times, you know?
Right.
It blows me away, but that's the environment you and other elected officials in all parts of service and government are dealing with when it comes to hiring people.
Yes, it is.
Because we're getting older.
We are.
And we're not going to work forever.
No.
And does 19 employees do what you want to do? Like, does that get done what you want to get done, Danny?
Not really. We're always understaffed. I mean, but you can't. It's a balance of where you put the money. You know what I'm saying? You need more employees, but with that comes more expense. So, you know, you got to balance out, okay, how many do I need to make this work versus what I got to actually put in the roads? You know what I mean? Because an employee, I mean, that's they're an expense. Like I said, you know, it's a salary, it's benefits, and like I said, it's you have to find a balance there because you can't – if you had enough employees to do it all, you wouldn't have enough to go in the roads.
Yeah.
So you got to find that balance. It's –
Well, and I want to talk about your budget when we come back because, you know, you took office September 1 of 2018, and you inherited a budget, right? So when we come back, I want to talk about how that was taking over somebody else's budget, basically, that was approved for you, what adjustments you made. So Danny Hill, DeKalb County Highway Superintendent, more with him when we come back after this break. Danny Hill, Highway Superintendent, DeKalb County, not too far down the road from us, is here with me today talking about being highway superintendent, and Danny, you were elected in 18. You're in your second term now. Haven't asked you yet if you're considering running again. We'll get to that later on. But you started September 1 of 18. County Commission had already approved a budget, so you inherited a budget for you. You had a budget to work on. You had no input in it. What was that like that first year in office where you were handed basically a playbook that you had to call the plays from? So what did you do to adjust to make it better for that office within that budget?
Okay, you take that budget and you do the best you can do with it. And then when you get to the next year and you get to work your budget, then you know the adjustments you need to make. So we took the budget we started with, and like I said, we just done what we could do with it. We had some, just being 100% honest, equipment was bad. I mean, the oil truck, distributor truck, they call it, we put the oil down with to Tar and Chip Road, was 58-year-old when I took that office.
Wow.
So it was a little, had a little age on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to do work, you got to have equipment to work with.
Sure.
So I started with what I had and seen where the most need was, and then I've tried to buy them a piece of equipment every year to update. We took what we had, and I seen what the need was, and, you know, we just started trying to update some stuff to get them up to speed where they could get to work accomplished,
right.
You know. It's we was basically about down to shovels and wheelbarrows, you know what I mean?
I
don't mean that disrespectful, no way. It's just fact.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things that over the years way to happen. And we just started updating stuff and getting some equipment to work with, and about the second or third years in there, I bought a chip machine. It always worked off tailgates of trucks trying to chip these roads. A lot of danger in that, and you don't get a good road because no two drivers are going to drive the same. And a chip gate, a guy on the back's adjusting a little old handle that lets a certain amount of gravel out, and no two people's going to operate that same. But so I purchased a chip machine, and nobody up there even knew what a chip machine was. So it cut our gravel consumption in by half, if not more, and you get a lot better road with it. So made a lot of adjustments in that sense.
How many miles or county roads do you have in DeKalb County?
We got 514.
514. And that's a lot of miles of roads to maintain. And do you know how many still have gravel on them?
I can't tell you exact mileage of gravel. We still got several though.
Yeah. And it's probably roads you can't get to or do a whole lot with, right?
All these little roads run by right by a creek, and when that little creek gets out, it tears it up. We have our own crusher. Simple fix is put gravel back on it, smooth it out, put gravel on it. since I've been in office, I've had two or three that had chip on them. That's ripped a chip up. And it's just, to me, that's kind of wasting taxpayers' money going there and re-chip that road. You know, there's not that many residents. Not saying those residents don't matter at all, but it's just, it's hard to go in there and chip it like this year and a couple years later see it ripped up, you know. So we can maintain the gravel.
Well, anytime you modify a road, changing the surface or whatever, and it's by a creek, you got to call EPA.
Yeah.
And they have to approve everything you're going to do and have to be on site. And so there's a process, especially with roads that are gravel, that you're trying to maybe go from gravel to tar and chip or go to tar chip to pavement, asphalt. The EPA's called, and sometimes they may tell you, no, you ain't going to do that, right? So it's right. It may not always be up to Danny Hale if the road gets paved or chipped or whatever. So there's all these outside factors, but 515 miles or so in DeKalb County, that's what you're responsible for. There is a county road list. One of the things that people, constituents may not always know is that just because it's on the road list doesn't mean you have to spend the money to fix it right now or some point in time.
No.
You have to work within your budget, right?
You do. You have to stay within a budget. And I love telling people figures. I mean, that figures don't lie. It's currently costing me $68,000 to tar and chip 1 mile of road. And if I put hot mix down, it's currently costing me $200,000 a mile.
Whew.
And we basically work out of a $2 million budget, 50% of that's operating cost. So I've got about, you know, right at $1 million a year that I can put in the roads. So if I put that in paving, we can do 5 miles of that 514. So I don't ever see a catch-up point unless something changes. You know, we get gas and diesel tax. I currently get a little of the landowner's tax money. I get 0.0326 cents of that tax money. So for every $1,000 they spend, I get $30.26. So I just don't add up too fast.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, again, one of the reasons I love doing this show is to inform people, right? So
yes.
They got questions or they wonder how things work or how government works, and especially on the local level. you're stuck with the state's allocation of gasoline motor fuel tax. That's not up to you. It's not up to the county. It's up to the state. So then you get that amount, and then you would like for the local legislative body, the county commission, to provide more money, property tax money, which they do a little bit.
Yes.
Which you've asked for. And you've gotten some, I guess, a little bit over the last 7 years, but that's not up to you either, right?
No,
so the funding you have you have no decision making in that.
No, no.
But you have to decide how to use that funding.
Yes, yes.
And it can be challenging because you have 14 miles of roads, and those people live on it, and they're always asking, why are you not fixing my road today?
Yeah.
So how do you prioritize, Danny? How do you and your team come up with that prioritization?
Okay, there's a few factors involved. I'm going to look at how many residents on this road, okay, and that's going to determine traffic load, how long is this road, and the condition of that road. So, and to be honest, there's a lot of he said, she said. When you get into politics, you know how all that goes. So last year I had Collier Engineering do a survey of our road. They're a professional engineering firm that do this every day. So they drove every road into DeKalb County with ProCam cameras on their cars. They evaluate them roads, and they evaluate them. They put a 0 up to 100 on them, 0 being the complete reconstruction, 100 being perfect. And say your road's a 50, okay, they'll put a price on what it takes to bring that 50 up to 100. They done their road in DeKalb County. They said if we fixed our roads in DeKalb County today, it'd cost us, at current prices, it would cost us $56 million.
Golly.
So we're behind the eight ball, and I don't ever see it get into the corner pocket no time soon. You know what I'm saying?
There's one thing I know. There's nobody that needs to challenge you on your budget and where the money is and where it's going, where it's coming from. Because when I started helping you, and once you understood it, which didn't take you long, I could walk in your office and say, what about this? And you, boom, you'd have this is what we got allocated. This is what I need. And so you just proved that right there. No one, you all, highway superintendents rely on outside sources like engineering firms to help you do your job, right?
Yes,
And I think it's good to have a third party involved to assess and evaluate. That way you have some validity when you're talking to a citizen.
Yes.
About, well, this is what the study came back and I need to go to this road and this is what it's going to cost. It's good to have those sources, but $56 million is what it would take to get your roads to where they need to be, and you're getting $2 million roughly a year.
And 50% of that's operating costs, so that's a 56-year plan.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a road last 56 years yet, but
no.
That's where we stand today.
Wow.
That's just reality.
Well, so you just, and you never know year to year kind of what the state's going to do with gasoline motor fuel tax. I mean, a few years ago they had a law they did, the Transportation Act, which was good. It helped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're already behind.
Yes.
And so it takes another act of the General Assembly or more people driving and buying gas to get you more money.
Yes.
And that's the way highway departments repairing, building county roads, maintaining them. That's what it all hinges on, all that.
Yes. They're currently, our legislature is looking into state real estate tax. And that would be a big help to us based off of what real estate you turn over in your county. They sent us a thing last year. It didn't go through, but they're still on table.
Yeah.
It's not been taken off the table.
Yep.
You probably know all about
that. I do. And they're going to try to get in the governor's budget, and that would mean more money for y'all. So we'll see what happens. I got Danny Hale, DeKalb County Highway Superintendent, with me. Be back in just a moment after the break. Welcome back. Danny Hale, DeKalb County Highway Superintendent, with me. Danny, thanks for the information so far and being here with us. We're just talking about your budget, the funding you get from the state and from the county, and how far behind you are and what you're wanting to do for the infrastructure in your county. And the calls you get, and that's something you'd mentioned earlier, and I've said it before on the show too. As a county commissioner in Putnam County, the majority of my calls are related to the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's and it's different for everybody, but for me, in my end of the county, we have our terrain is very unique, and as a lot of upper coming counties, we got flat parts, we got hollers and hills, we got ridges.
Yep.
And so you have the same thing in your county, and
yes.
My people want their road either from gravel to tar and chip, or from tar and chip to paved, or they want the ruts out of it, or they want the grader to come in and dig a ditch, and so the tile don't get, you know, all these things, right?
Yes.
And so you talked about prioritization with what you do, but there's a couple things you can't help. With a terrain like you have and we have in Putnam County, when it snows or when there's water and it floods, your guys are on call. No matter what the conditions are,
yes,
your guys are on call, and that's going to cost you money. Now,
yes.
TEMA and FEMA may deem that was a disaster, and you could get some of that back, and we all know that takes 2 to 3 years. But if you have a flood that washes out a road and it's not considered a disaster, that costs you money.
Yes, it does.
And that's one of the challenges you have is how do you plan for natural disasters? And because I know you, when those things happen, your guys are out there working.
Yes, we always try to, in my budget, I always try to leave money in there for emergencies. First year I took office, you were talking about 2018, September. That February, I had 8 different roads that just went away. They one place at over across the river over here, if it hadn't been for a doctor that lived up on a hill, no logging road went on past his house, went to the back side of this hill. If he hadn't let me open that old logging road up, we'd had to airlift those people out. So he allowed me to open that logging road up to, you know, and where those people have access to go to and from. We'd dig up about 200 foot of road, about 7 foot deep, to get something solid and then put some geo down, bring it back up, stabilize it, and get the people out. And like you say, that was a lot of hauling. That was a lot of moving, a lot of hauling back in. And it just, all that costs money. It takes time.
Yeah, and anytime an ice storm comes and the roads. So I want your thoughts on this, Danny. Let's say you pave a new road, right? You
mm-hmm.
get a new road paved, freshly paved in the summer, and the winter comes and boom, ice storm hits. Obviously, your constituents are calling you, please clear my road. We got to get out. But as soon as you do, you're tearing up that new pavement. And it's like you've got this newly fresh paved road that you're having to go out and grade. Sometimes we as citizens don't think about, you know, that they've paved our road. Now they're out here digging it up because we want to be able to travel. We want to get out and go to our jobs, and I get that. But it's a never-ending process.
Well, I don't salt. I'll be 100% honest. We didn't have salt equipment when I went there, nothing working. So I don't salt. And the reason for that, on the hot mix roads, yeah, you can salt them a few years, and it's going to break it down quicker. But on tar and chip road, like I said, you can tar and chip it this year. If you salt this winter, next year it's going to start raveling. I mean, it's going to start coming apart, and then you're being fussed at again because, you know, well, you didn't do that right. You know, well, you know, it's and we have so many hills and hollers. I mean, I scrape. You know, we plow snow and stuff every time it comes. You can't do nothing with the ice. You just scrape over it. Mm-hmm. But I don't even salt. I mean, that's because, like I said, it's tearing roads up again, and I don't have the salt equipment to start with. And I've been told by some that do, don't start it, you know.
Right.
And I, not to take nothing away from citizens, I mean, I get fussed at. They'll buy a little place down in by the lake somewhere, and that's nice, you know. And they'll want to know they'll get stranded in. And, I mean, he got a hill on each side of them. They'll call me and we'll know what we're going to do about it next time. I can't. If my men get down there, you'll have to feed them tonight or for 2 or 3 weeks because they can't get back out either. Right. You know? And they don't understand. Well, you know, we need to do something different next year. Well, we can't do anything different. The hill's still there. Mother Nature's going to do what it's going to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's nice to live in some places, I guess, like that, but there's consequences.
Yeah. We choose where we live most
exactly.
of the time.
Exactly.
And yeah. If we live somewhere like that, it's hard to navigate through any kind of weather situation. And for you all, you're putting your guys in danger too, right? Because they got heavy equipment that you can't always control.
Yes.
And going off the side of the road wouldn't be uncommon.
No, it wouldn't. And like I said, there's only so much you can do. You know what I mean? And we try to do best we can, like I said, with the equipment we have. And like I said, we've updated some stuff and got some better equipment. But still, Mother Nature, you can't control Mother Nature in the end.
No, we don't want to try to do that, but we just work with what we got.
Yep.
So you're in your seventh, you just finished your seventh year, in your last year of the term. You know, are you in your mind? Do you want to do more? Do you want to run again and do more, or what are you thinking for the future?
I think I'd enjoy it one more time.
Yeah.
At least one more time. There's some things I haven't got accomplished yet that I would like to see accomplished. Like I said. You know, if I can fix roads, can fight some battles that the next guy don't have to fight, make it better for him to sit in that chair, get some equipment for the men to work with, things that they can accomplish something with, and then, you know, I accomplished a goal. And that one.
What are some of the things you'd like to see accomplished over the next 4 to 5 years?
Well, sooner or later, I'd like to see something come up where we did get more funding, or that we could do more with the roads. We've updated equipment. I still got some trucks. It's pretty old. I would like to get some trucks updated. They're like 30-year-old. Like to see some of them updated if possible. And we work out of a primitive office. You've been in it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got window units and we got floor heaters. We got files stacked everywhere. We need a little better space to actually work out of where we can keep files on the same place and stuff. Wouldn't care to accomplish that, you know, in another year, you know, one more time. But like I said, just overall, make it better on the guys that's going to work there from now on and the next guy sits in that chair.
Yeah. Well, and I know you'll do that. And, of course, the funding, like we said, is always going to be the issue in anything with county government and services. And there's a fine line of the funding you need and overtaxing, and that's a debate for another day. But that's part of it, right?
It is.
Because some counties, do y'all have a wheel tax in DeKalb County?
No, we do not.
So some counties like to implement a wheel tax, which can be subject to the voters and the people in a referendum. It just depends on how it lays out. There's 3 ways to do it, but it can be subject to that. But a lot of the commissioners and even constituents say, well, let's just do a wheel tax and dedicate that towards the roads. And that happens in some counties.
And that would be okay, but you're still talking about chump change to what's needed. I don't mean that disrespectful and all. You know, taxpayer pays enough. You know, I'm one of them. But a $50 wheel tax in our small county alone generated about $1 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, $1 million, if it was an individual, yeah, that's great money. But when it comes to the kind of work we do, it's just don't go anywhere, you know. So.
Yeah, and of course, we hadn't talked about the state aid program and bridge program, and that's a good thing, right?
But it is.
It's almost like you got to wait. You hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait for more funding, or hurry up and let that build up the funds to go fix a road or a bridge that connects two state roads. That's what the state aid road is. And you may have money coming in, but you may not be able to do anything for 5 or 6 years with it.
Right. You have to let it build up to accomplish anything with it.
Yeah, and that again, something controlled by the state and what they're trying to do. And I know they're doing a good job, but I know infrastructure is always in need, or is a need for not only county but state level, and they're trying to manage that money. It's good that they have access to the state aid bridge fund, state aid road fund. It's good you can use that money, but I know you get phone calls, well, you did this road, well, we did that with state aid money. Well,
right.
What about my road? Can you do it with state aid money? Well, we don't have the money yet.
Yeah, and it don't qualify.
Right. You know, or it don't qualify.
Not every road qualifies for state aid.
So how many, roughly, do you have every year, do you have a lot of people wanting to add their road to the county road list? And do you have that come up a lot from the commission? Or
Not a lot. We have some at, we'll have some want to add one. I mean, you've got people moving in from other places, you know what I mean, other states or something, and they got a little rough road, and they won't know, you don't want us to fix it. And if it's not on the county road list, I tell them, you know, we can. It's not on the county road list. I have two exceptions to that, and that's where the mail goes or a bus turnaround is the two exceptions I have to what's on my county road list. And I'll tell them, you know, unless you got mail down there or a bus don't turn around, you know, well, why not? Well, never was adopted and put on there, you know. We're going to make it one. Well, it's not that simple. Now it has to meet subdivision standards, and you know that takes more money to put in it quite a bit.
Sure.
And I've asked to get changed that. They was when I took office. They was allowing them, if they'd done a new subdivision, it's allowing them to put like 1.5 inches tar and chip down, and that's okay. But if you had 80 houses going in there, the time they get them houses built, that's going to be all to pieces, and that falls back on the county. So I kind of base it off of Putnam County, which we're sitting in, and Wilson too, and now they're going to do that. It's the same bed and all that to stabilize, you know, get on their bedding under it and stuff, and engineer design it. But now then they got to put 5 inches of hot mix on top of it, something that will be there when all the development's done and the county's not having to fish out just immediately to fix the road back.
Sure.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to that, but one thing some of our citizens and constituents may not understand either is they live on a road, but it's not a county road, and they want to add it to the road. There's this process you have to go through. You have to say it's suitable to be a county road. You have to determine that as highway superintendent.
Yes.
The commission has to approve it.
Yeah.
And once that happens, it can be added to the road list, but it doesn't mean you're going to go work on it next week, right?
Because exactly right.
It might not be on the list. So
right.
You can maintain it. It allows you to legally work on that road.
Right.
It doesn't force or require you to work on that road.
Like I said about the bus turnarounds and the postal service, they're not priorities. That's just two things that I can do other than what's on my road list been approved by the commissioners. That's two things I can do legally, but they're not priority.
Yeah.
My roads are supposed to be the priority.
Yeah. Well, Danny, you do a good job.
Well, and, thank you, sir.
And I've enjoyed working with you in my former role, and I've missed seeing you. And you tell all your folks back there, you know, I said hello.
I do.
And I've missed seeing them. But thank you for what you do, and I appreciate you and appreciate your friendship. Thanks for being on.
You too. It's been an honor to be here. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it like I have. Danny Hale, DeKalb County Highway Superintendent, in his second term, seeking another one, it seems like. Appreciate the time, folks. It's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time.